Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar every day. Then, join us on the prayer hall, securing or commanding the day. 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. Don't miss it. If you are subscribed to our YouTube or like our Facebook, then listen to our radio broadcast on YouTube and Facebook, daily uploaded into them. So you will be receiving three different ministrations daily from here. First is this audio Turning Point you are listening to. Then the prayer hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. on YouTube and Facebook. Then the radio podcast on YouTube and Facebook. Don't miss the three daily. Your life will be completely transformed. TPJ members and listeners in other climes with a different timeline zone, if you can wake up to join us real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, please do so and do so daily. But if you cannot, then whenever you wake up in your country or where you are, listen to this audio Turning Point first, as we are doing now. After, go to our prayer hall to secure the day spiritually. Then listen to the radio broadcast as I have explained. Welcome also to Thursday, the second day in the month of April. Open your hand and let me pray. Be saying amen, I receive it. Second day in the new month. If you can do this, look for a new item or a new object around where you are, maybe still in the nylon. Raise it up as a point of contact. I prophesy new month, new blessings, new opportunities, new possibilities, new ideas, new money, new customers, new clients. New space, new connection, new relationship, new sales, new travels, new location or relocation, new job. Please add whatever other new things you personally desire for self or your children to eat as I begin to pray. May this new month deliver your new desires. New doors that you desire shall open for you and they shall become your testimonies. I have an urge in my spirit today to plead for mercy. For those who need mercy, if you desire God's mercy, open your hand and let me pray. Mercy will cover your lost ground for you. Mercy will restore back what you have lost. Mercy has a voice. Mercy voice will speak for you today and plead your case. Say amen. Who is this? Afraid of something. Lay your right hand on your bosom if you have fear in any area of life. Your fears will not happen. I say your fears will not happen. May the spirit of fear leave you now in Jesus' name. There's an anointing of lost and found very strong on this commission. Have you lost anything? Raise your right hand gently. I prophesy, whatever you have lost, it shall be found. Whoever is holding what belongs to you shall speedily return it. Let's have your testimonies. In 24 hours, your testimony will happen. April 2 celebrant, open your hand for your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live long and do well. You will be fulfilled in all your days. Happy birthday. Now let's go to the teachings and the counseling. First one today. My lovely TPJ family. Daddy, I will suggest that everyone download the Telegram for the audio messages that we receive daily. It's so fast, it's reliable, and easy to access. By 12 midnight, the audio message will drop. If it even replaces past audio messages, God bless you all. Wow. Thank you for this peace. I appeal and plead with all TPJ members and listeners. Please connect to our Telegram. Only Facebook is giving up problem of taking off our line manager. They call it spam. Even with all our explanations. So connect to the Telegram. Go to our Telegram and search for the Real Femi Emmanuel. Then connect. If you don't know how to contact your line manager, it will put you through or send a chat to our media director on +234 806 232 2276. Once again, thank you for appealing to our members to join the Telegram. Even if you're already on Facebook and WhatsApp, you still join the Telegram. They don't give us trouble at all. Next, there are so many responses to the AI issue. So many people have written back, too many. I cannot begin to reach here. But all of them, except one person, are saying no, no to AI. No, no, AI lack the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that we need. Then somebody have an exemption. He said, good morning, Daddy. I think Daddy missed the suggestion about the AI. The person is not saying use AI to preach, but rather write all you are saying down with all the intent of your heart and what God wants you to tell us. Write it down. Then instead of speaking it yourself, use AI to send it out. Wow. Oh, that's a different narration altogether. I would like our member that sent the AI suggestion originally to get back to us and shed more light, do more clarification, and let us know. But thank you, and thank all of you for your love. You can see that even the voice is healing back. May not be 100% yet, but the stressful days of the voice, those are over. Now, but let's have further clarification on that subject, on that suggestion. Next, good evening, Daddy, and my TPJ family. Daddy, how can I manage a boss who claimed to be a Christian, even doing some mission work, but always collecting money from students for personal use? Students are complaining, and it's becoming embarrassing. There is no departmental money that enters a hand that will be accounted for. Wow, that would be quite unfortunate. If we claim to be Christian, genuine Christian, we are supposed to be above board in everything. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 says, be thou an example of believers in words, conversation, charity, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. The truth is, there are many so-called Christians out there that are still compromising, not free from corruption, are not yet delivered from greed, especially when money is involved. There are many so-called believers that still tell lies, they steal, they commit all kinds of immorality, they are addicted to all sorts of things. All we can do is to pray for them that they be delivered from such vices that are unscriptural and unchristlike. Pray for your boss. Don't confront her directly. Let God convict her, and if she does not change on time, then she will soon be exposed and be brought to ridicule. She will soon be embarrassed. Let me end by saying this to all of us. Take heed and know that people are watching and listening to us who call ourselves believers. Please be Christ-like where you are and where you walk. Next, good afternoon, Daddy. Is it okay to invest, buy shares in a brewery company, especially like, for example, Nigerian Bottling Company that makes alcohol and non-alcoholic drinks? Looking forward to your reply, sir. Wow. Trading in the stock market is a good investment if you choose your stockbroker very wisely. Although it's a long-term yielding investment, but it will yield at a time. Now, coming to your equity in brewery company. Now, and you also reference Nigerian Bottling Company producing alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks. They even produce water. My take is, if that investing in beauty will affect your peace, if you are convicted otherwise, please don't invest there. But there are many Christians who would like to invest there because they said they are producing water, they are producing non-other alcoholic drinks. I'm investing. I think such people should also be allowed to make investment. One litmus test for divine direction, especially on issues that are not so clear in the Bible, is peace of God in our heart when we make such decisions. Listeners with a different opinion, let's have your opinion. Send it to me. I will read them out. Feel free to broadcast this to all of your contact. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day at Goshenland, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo Akure, Port Harcourt and Uyo Centers. A new Prayer Mountain Center has also opened at Mararaba Center, Abuja, and Nasarawa State. Two services will hold in all the centers today. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Be there live. Prayer focus today is see, oh Lord, anoint me for global dimension in all I do. My global and international dimension doors open. That's the prayer today. Come with your international passport. If you don't have, find a document to represent it. Come with a key to open global door prophetically. A hard currency of any denomination is a point of contact for God. Open my global door. A world map, soft or hard copies. Today is the first prayer mountain of the month. So fresh and new anointing oil for the month of April. We call it anointing oil for glory to glory. We'll be giving to all. Come for your a new April anointing oil. Come also for the anointed mantle. It will be great. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tater, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 444 this month, do as God lays in your heart. Don't compromise your tithing. Be doing it. Depending on your faith, 4 is very important. 4444. 4 stands for balance. 4 stands for stability. The fourth man in the fiery furnace. And the fourth day of creation, God separated light from darkness. So a seed of 4. If God gives you the grace and it will not stress you, do 44,444 naira, 44 kobo, that is 8 fours. Or if you cannot, do 4,444 naira, 44 kobo, that is 6 fours, something about 4. As many 4 as you can sow, you will see the hand of God mightily on you. Do as you are led, as you have faith, and as you have capacity. May the Lord bless your new month and bless your new day. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.